El baile del perrito. El baile del perrito. El baile.
Why is there a dog singing at the intro of this episode? Well, you will find out in the new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. ¡Vamos! ¿Qué tal? Welcome to a new episode. Me llamo Marco, and I'm your Spanish teacher from South America. This is a podcast for English speakers like you who want to learn Spanish in a fun way and have your first conversations with your amigos latinos. In this episode, we'll talk about mascotas. ¿Qué significa mascotas? It means pets. Mascotas. And even if you don't have pets, this will be a good episode to practice the present tense, descriptions, and learning how to ask basic questions about pets to people. Are you ready for this?
Sir, yes, sir!
Vamos!
Mascotas. Those new members of the family. They keep us company and greet us every time we get home. Impossible not to love them. First of all, if you're having a conversation with somebody else and you want to know if they have pets, you need to use the verb tener, to have, tener, plus pets, mascotas. So, tener mascotas. Then, the question to ask you, tú, if you have pets, is ¿tienes mascotas? Do you have pets? Repeat after me. ¿Tienes mascotas? One more time. ¿Tienes mascotas? And here the verb tener, to have, tener, is used to talk about possessions. That's why we use it here, to ask if somebody owns pets. Let's see some of the possible answers. If you don't have pets, you can say no, no tengo mascotas. No, I don't have pets. Repeat with me. No, no tengo mascotas. One more time. No, no tengo mascotas. But if you do have pets, you say yes, sí, and then add the type of pet that you have. The most common ones are dogs and cats. Probably the cats listening to this will be bothered that I mentioned dogs first. Sorry, cats. And here is a question for you. How do you say dog and cat in Spanish? Do you have any idea? The answer is perro y gato. Dog is perro and cat is gato. Thus, if somebody asks you, ¿tienes mascotas? And you do have a dog or a cat, you could say, yes, I have a dog. Sí, tengo un perro. Or, yes, I have a cat. Sí, tengo un gato. Here we go again and repeat after me. Yes, I have a dog. Sí, tengo un perro. And for yes, I have a cat. Sí, tengo un gato. So, tengo un perro and tengo un gato. If you have more than one, in that case, you mention the number and the animals. In my case, for example, I have three cats. So, I can say, sí, tengo tres gatos. Actually, they belong to my wife. But that's another discussion. So, to sum up, in my case, I have to add the number. Sí, tengo, I have, tengo, tres gatos. I have three cats. Tengo tres gatos. If you're still struggling with numbers, on our YouTube channel we made two videos on this topic, so I will leave the link in the show notes. So far so good. So if I ask you, ¿tienes mascotas? What would you reply? The follow-up question, if the person has one pet, is ¿cómo se llama? What is its name for singular? Once again, here I go. ¿Cómo se llama? One more time. ¿Cómo se llama? At a normal speed, ¿cómo se llama? And that is what is the name of the pet. But if the person has more than one pet, the question would be, ¿cómo se llaman? Plural form. Once again, ¿cómo se llaman? One more time. ¿Cómo se llaman? At a normal speed, ¿cómo se llaman? So, this last question you would use if the person has more than one pet and you want to know the name of the pets. ¿Cómo se llaman? In my case, for example, if somebody asks me, Marco, ¿cómo se llaman tus gatos? Because I have three. ¿Cómo se llaman tus gatos? I can reply by saying, mis gatos se llaman Max, Luna y Kiara. And I'm saying they are called Max, Luna and Kiara. So, mis gatos se llaman Max, Luna y Kiara. So that's what you will need to start a basic conversation on pets. Easy peasy, as you can see. Let's see now some basic verbs related to pets. The first one we will look at is cuidar. Once again, cuidar. Which means to take care. Cuidar. And this verb has an AR ending, ending R. If I'm conjugating with yo, I can say yo cuido. So if I want to say I take care of my cats in Spanish, it is yo cuido a mis gatos. I take care of my cats. Yo cuido a mis gatos. One more time. Yo cuido a mis gatos. At a normal speed, yo cuido a mis gatos. And you? ¿Cuidas a tus mascotas? Do you take care of them? ¿Cuidas a tus mascotas? I really hope so. They deserve all the love. Another verb related to pets is alimentar. To feed. Alimentar. One more time. Alimentar. At a normal speed, alimentar. If I want to say I feed my pets, I have to say yo alimento a mis mascotas. One more time. Alimento a mis mascotas. For the people who have cats, a common thing to do is to clean the cat litter. To clean in Spanish is limpiar. Once again, limpiar. And the cat litter is called la arena. One more time, la arena. So, to clean the cat litter is limpiar la arena. La arena in Spanish also means the sand. So, literally in Spanish we say to clean the sand. We see the cat litter as sand. ¿Tienes gatos? ¿Limpias la arena? Yo limpio la arena todos los días. I clean it every day. I feel like I'm their slave. Soy un esclavo. Ha-ha. For the listeners who have dogs, they normally walk their dogs. And the verb for that is pasear. One more time. Pasear. So, to say I walk my dog, you say in Spanish, paseo a mi perro. One more time, paseo a mi perro. Pasear, then, is the correct verb referred to pets, not caminar. Caminar only refers to the simple act of moving your legs, so pasear is the right one for pets. In your case, if you have a dog, paseas a tu perro? I'm sure you do, it's really fun. And another common verb with pets is jugar, to play, jugar. This is an irregular verb, so when I conjugate it to say I play with my pets, I say in Spanish, yo juego con mis mascotas. I play with, yo juego con. So here I go again, the full sentence. I play with my pets is yo juego con mis mascotas. One more time. Yo juego con mis mascotas. Remember, if you're familiar with conjugation, go back to our previous episodes on verbs. And now, mis amigas y amigos, it's time to practice. You will listen to one of my students, Daria, who lives in the United Kingdom, who made a basic description in Spanish about she and her dog. Her dog is called Button, Botón. This was part of her homework, and the idea was to put into practice the contents we have studied together. In the description, she uses words to describe her dog and also the routine of Button. So Button has his own episode, yay! Daria will describe Button physically, su nariz, his nose, su nariz, su cuerpo, his body, su cuerpo, his personality too, su personalidad, amigable, friendly, and simpático, nice. And also his favorite toy. Toy is juguete in Spanish. One more time, juguete. Then basically, in the audio you will listen Button description and the activities that Daria and Button do together. Before we start with the listening activity, some of the verbs that will be used are the following. Levantarse, to wake up, a reflexive verb. Levantarse. Another one is pasear, to walk, referred to pets as we saw previously. Pasear. Another one is dormir, to sleep. Dormir. Also, comer, to eat. Comer. Another one is jugar, to play, jugar, and acostarse, to go to sleep, a reflexive verb, acostarse. Are you ready for this? After you listen, I will ask you two questions. So, here we go.
Yo tengo un perro querido. Se llama Batón. Batón es un pug, y su nombre significa botón en español. Realmente, su nariz es similar a un botón. Es pequeña y redonda. Su cuerpo es beige claro. Su cara y sus orejas son negras. Y sus ojos son cafés. Botón es muy simpático y amigable con las personas y otros perros también. Las tres actividades favoritas de Botón son pasear en la naturaleza, dormir en el sofá y comer frutas y verduras. La rutina de Botón es muy sencilla. Él se levanta a las 8 de la mañana, después sale para pasear conmigo por una hora. Nos encanta pasear juntos en la naturaleza. Por la noche, a Botón le gusta mucho jugar con su juguete favorito, el osito de peluche. Normalmente se acuesta en su cama a las 11.
So here are my two questions of the listening activity. Answer when you hear this sound. Ready? Here I go. Question number one. ¿Qué hace Botón cada día? One more time. ¿Qué hace Botón cada día? Name at least two activities. Question number two. ¿Cuál es el juguete favorito de Botón? One more time. ¿Cuál es el juguete favorito de Botón? Did you get what was Botón's favorite toy? It was a osito de peluche. You know what that is? Osito de peluche. Well, osito de peluche is a teddy bear. Osito de peluche. Just in case you didn't know about that and you missed that part, you can always go back and listen to it again. And before we finish, I want to recommend you a song in Spanish called El Baile del Perrito, the doggy's dance. It is a song which describes somebody's dog. A pretty nice song to practice description of pets and vocabulary. Here is a short fragment of that song. And in case you want to listen to El Baile del Perrito in full, I will leave a link in the description. Gracias por escuchar Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a 5-star review and recommend it to your friends. And if you want to know when new Latin-only content to improve your Spanish is available, subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss any updates about episodes, videos, courses, and much more. Que tengas un buen día. Chao, chao.